Okay, I think we are at number seven, and I think Tim is back up.
So the, probably the last time I present the liquidity report is a formal agenda item. We're trying to move this to a consent item. Gail on that, because this is kind of the monthly status update here. But just to take another look at this, agenda item seven, we had the March performance. Came through, the model again was a little bit high relative to the actual. We said we want to let this go for 6 months before making any corrections to the model. So we've been ranging from 106 to 108% coverage ratio. We'd like to get that, you know, as dialed in as possible, but I think that buffer is reasonable. Nothing to report in any significant manner here. I think everything is continuing to operate as expected, and you'll hear from us in the June meeting about any model changes and about how we plan to refresh the program. And I take any questions, but I think this is a, everything's operating as expected. We might make a course correction in the next couple of months.
When you wait till to the June meeting, you should have a better understanding of what the outflow would be, because those people should be, the new retirees should be getting paid by then.
They're getting paid right now, and so we'll see that tested over the next
right.
3 months.
So they'll be in.
Okay. So we may revise the out, you know, the target outflows down
right.
by $1 million a month or so.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I mean, I think we're pretty close, but
yeah, it looks like we're close.
All else
yeah.
equal, I prefer to have that $1 million exposed to uh-huh. long-term growth if we don't need it for near-term benefit payments.
All right.
Any additional questions?
Is it true, Dale, that you've got a meeting set up for Janet Napolitano to?
You know, that's not true.
Thanks for clarifying that
response.
Yeah.
Just want to clarify that.
Thank you.
All right.